Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Patel Integrated Logistics Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinion, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Patel Integrated Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Bhogla, Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Paul, Company Secretary. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Bhogla for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram, and good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine months of the financial year ending on 31st March 2026. Let me first thank our host, PhillipCapital, for graciously hosting the phone call. Thank you once again. Now, let me take you through the operational highlights for the period under review, and then followed by the financial performance of the company. Yes, despite a temporary dip in the sales volume due to certain operational headwinds, which I will explain to you in the next few seconds, the company remained focused on its initiatives, which we have taken up now, whether it's tactical or strategic. Our gross income from operations saw a temporary decline, primarily due to a widely known disruption of scheduled aircraft for more than a week from IndiGo Airlines in December 2025 in the domestic sector. Further, after the festive season, there, as usual, there is a temporary slowdown in the sales in our international sector as well. However, to further strengthen our domestic network, we are expanding our cargo operations through a partnership with Star Airlines as well. This is in addition to what the domestic airlines we have partnerships already, including IndiGo, Air India, Akasa, SpiceJet. So we have another airline tie-up as well, for which services are expected to commence in the month which we are talking about, that is February 2026. Happy to share with all concerned about that we have also, during the quarter under review, we incorporated Rajpath Logistics Private Limited as a subsidiary to expand our road logistics business. and consequently strengthen our multi-modal service offering. The subsidiary has been incorporated very recently on 27th November 2025. And just to inform, our company holds a 60% in the entity. We are very much confident that once the operation of this subsidiary gets stabilized, it will contribute meaningfully in terms of turnover and profit of the company, profit for the company. Okay, the objective is to widen our logistic capability while remaining aligned with our core line of business. This initiative will also follow our asset-light approach. We do not intend to own any trucks and will operate through partner network, focusing on execution strength, service reliability, and deeper engagement with very large corporate and public limited companies. And that is the objective of forming this subsidiary in the name of Rajpath Logistics Private Limited. We are a company which is involved with the service activities naturally to reinforce our people first philosophy. Company had now just now into taken an initiative to come out with a restricted stock unit for employees, a structure on the lines of ESOP or ESOP, which we are all familiar with. This activity aimed at fostering an ownership mindset among the employees, create equity culture in the company, improve retention of our highly talented employees, as well as aligning long-term employee interest with all the sustainable shareholder value creation. So, interest of all the stakeholders we can get aligned by this in activity. However, just hurriedly, I can mention that it is subject to shareholder approval, subject to approval of shareholders, which we are in the due course taking the procedure for taking the approval of shareholders. So this activity is subject to approval of shareholders, pending approval of shareholders. Now, further, as we can see in our core line of business as well, we are as committed on operational efficiency across key domestic and international routes to enhance service quality and expanding customer reach continue to build on this momentum. Our supported by strong growth in India's air cargo market. As we know, Indian aviation market is the fastest growing aviation market in the world, led by e-commerce, manufacturing, and increasing demand for faster deliveries. We as a company remain well positioned to capture emerging opportunities and deliver sustainable and profitable growth. Now let me share with all stakeholders key operational metrics related to cargo volume handled during the quarter. To provide a clearer picture, we classify our business into two segments, as above, into domestic and international. The domestic segment includes good movement within India, while the international segment pertains to good movement outside India, in a simple term. In terms of volume, in Q3 FY 2026, the company handled a total of 14,339 tons of cargo, comprising 12,270 tons of domestic cargo, and which is temporarily down by 7% quarter-on-quarter. However, we are very hopeful, this downside is very much restricted in the coming quarters. On the international front, volume is 2,069 tons, reflecting a decline of 6% quarter-on-quarter, which also at the 1 month already over after the December quarter, and we are very confident that this decline will not happen in the subsequent quarter. This decline, as I was explaining earlier, was in the international temporary decline was due to festival, ending of festival, just after ending of festival. In the domestic sector, there was a IndiGo disruption of aircraft from IndiGo Airlines for more than a week in December 2025, which we all know is only a one-time affair. We all understand now the things have been very much stabilized and necessary course correction has been taken by all the stakeholders. In the subsequent quarters, we are not seeing any impact due to this. Further, for the 9 months ended FY 2026, total cargo volumes reached 43,050 tons. Let me repeat, 43,050 tons, with domestic volume at 37,101 tons. 37,101 tons and international volumes at 5,949 tons. Which more or less in line with our year-on-year comparison of the tonnage. However, we are making all our efforts to surpass and grow the ton volume. Let me give now the average sales realization on the blended sales realization for quarter three FY 2026 is INR 59.82 per kg. 59.82 per kg, while for 9 months FY 2026 is 58.75 per kg. Reflecting that disciplined pricing from our team and a value-driven customer service approach. We are a company which is profitable, and we are not like a company which want to burn our cash. Now, we have a sustainable profit there all the time. Now, let me provide some key highlights of our financial performance, which will more strengthen the point which I was just mentioning you all. During quarter three FY 2026, the company reported operational income of INR 88 crore in a quarter net of GST. From that, EBITDA is INR 2 crore with EBITDA margin of 2.49%, while profit after including the income from our interest income from our income tax refund and other income is INR 3 crore, translating into PAT margin of 3.05%. we have on a year-on-year PAT growth of 12%. On a quarter year-on-year, we have a PAT growth of 12%. Similar number for the 9 months ended FY26. Total operational income for the company each net of GST is INR 261 crore, which is higher than 256 crore in the corresponding 9 months of FY25. EBITDA for the 9 month period is INR 7 crore with margins of 2.53%, while our PAT also is also at INR 7 crore, that is after depreciation and interest, showing a year on year growth of 16%. PAT margin for the period is 2.53%. This performance clearly highlights our cost conscious approach and resilience in a challenging macro and, as we all know, geopolitical environment. Thank you all of you for listening to me. Now I open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you once again for the attention.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Jenny Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to ask that your domestic volumes have declined quarter on quarter and even your international volumes have fallen. So beyond the Indigo disruption and seasonal slowdown, were there any structural demand issues that you faced?
Thank you for asking the question, and let me clarify again. There is no issue of demand. Demand is very much there in the market, and people are more and more, as we are talking about the e-commerce growing, and people want the faster delivery, and there is India is growing, the definitely demand is also growing. I again repeated the one time issue of disruption of aircraft, which we all know of the Indigo, otherwise there was no other issue.
Also, like, your PAT margins have improved, like, despite there was a decline in the volumes, PAT margins were good. So what, like, is this a one-time effect?
No, Jenny, it will continue. Why I'm telling you, because we are a company which is a net debt-free company now. So we have a saving in the interest cost, as well as we have other income also coming up, and we are we will continue to earn the other income, which will improve our PAT apart, definitely. As for the accounting, we have to put it in other income, but more or less like it's taking like a regular income space.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shlok, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to know that, so my question is like the previous effect itself. So our volumes have dropped, but this is because of Indigo that you mentioned. But I want to know, like, is there any specific concentration on Indigo? Because only Indigo was not operational, but other flights such as Air India and all were operational. So is there any specific high concentration on that flight?
Look, not for us, it is for the India only. As we know, Indigo is dominant market there. Okay. Even then, because we have a very marginal decline because we have a very good understanding with the other Air India or the other airlines. That's why we could escape out with a very marginal decline. If you have a total reliance on the Indigo, then you have much suffer will be higher, damage would have been higher. But we cannot avoid the dominance of Indigo, which is there, which is because just to clarify, we use the same passenger aircraft which you and me fly, use for flying. And as the regulator is taking a necessary action and they are trying to reduce the dependence on the Indigo, and definitely we also will be similarly will be positively affected.
Got it, sir. So on the same point, so don't you think there is a risk that such flight operators, if they are not flying, then it is very risky for the business, and then we should operate on our own lease model or something for the flights?
Look, we have that our own flight is always a very not a viable business model, as you know also, because that is not the right approach. And this is again, I'm telling you, this is not a temporary thing, and we all know. And like if something happened, which is a very once in a while, for that the business model cannot have a disruption and changing and thinking of that. So we have no intention of bringing any asset-heavy business or like airline.
Okay, sir. And one more question on Rajput Logistics. So I wanted
Yes.
to know when will it operationalize and how much margin growth can we see from that operations?
Look, it has been already been in a sample stage. It already got operationalized in this between the January quarter, January to March quarter, and we are expecting at least because any new budget take little time for stabilization of operation. So we are expecting in the next few quarters, definitely we will get a meaningful contribution from that company as well.
Okay, sir. Answers my question. And one more question I have is for the recent GST 2.0, so the GST card rate cards.
Yeah.
So did it help our business because for business like for traveling and all, the main logistics business should be the most beneficial from such initiatives by the government. So I wanted to know if it is helping and till now that is balanced, have volumes increased because of this?
Look, yes, definitely as the consumption increase, the corresponding volume will increase. But let me give you, again, we are in the company which is very long period in the logistics sector, and they have done a GST 2.0, but ATF, which is a major fuel cost in the airline, had not been brought under GST still. Neither the petroleum product, neither the diesel, neither the petrol has been brought under the GST. So whatever we said and done and all this is okay. But still these things are not coming under the GST. The benefit which we are expecting the logistics sector will get will not be available. So it is high time. And just to, as we are talking about, just to tell you further in the ACF, there's a VAT applicable and which is different in different states, just to tell you. We may talk about one India, one nation and all this one, but still to my humble request to the government that it's very high time as the logistics sector is one of the major sector for growing the economy. We could bring all the major things like petroleum or the ATF, which are on outside GST, to immediately bring under the GST.
Sir, so this ATF charges are borne by us or it is directly passed on to the customers?
Directly passed on to the customer, no?
Then how should it affect our business?
It affects now.
Volume should increase.
Look. Ultimately, everything is a cost-driven thing. If a cost increase, then customer may not go for that one. If cost is lower, then customer may go for the year. Correct, no? Everything ultimately the economics is there, no? Unit economics has to be there everywhere. If something is available in lower cost, then they will opt for that thing, no?
Got it, sir. Got it. Got it. And sir, any projections on how you we are going forward for quarter four and in financial year FY26, will we improve in double digits on top line?
I'm refraining from giving the guidance, but going by the numbers which are coming up now also, I'm very hopeful that what you are talking about will be achieved.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. Next question is from the line of Jimit Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Good evening. Yeah, very much.
Okay, sir, so my first question is, for the 9M of this financial year, the volumes were flat on a year-on-year basis. So what is the management outlook on this FY27, and in terms of tonnage growth for the future?
Look, we are a company which is very concerned about the tonnage which we are talking about. As I'm talking about, this is just because of the one-time happened in the IndiGo fiasco, which we can call it, that affected other. And so we don't think that there will be definitely a normal growth if the economy is growing in the line of the because we are one of the major players which have a pan-India presence. We have an ecosystem already there. So whoever wants to move good through the air will definitely we are coming into the picture. And as the aviation sector is growing, so we don't find any reason for not growing our business. We will definitely grow also. But it is practically not possible for me to give you a definite number right now because it depends on many factors.
Okay, sir. So for that only, my second question would be, who are your competitors? So how much percentage market share you have? You are competing with whom and whom share you are taking?
Yeah.
Can you give some light on that?
Look, we are in our area of business. We definitely have a double-digit market share. And there are more than 40, 50 players out there. Okay. In spite of that, we have a double-digit market share in our area of business. Just let me clarify you again. Okay. So we are not like that. See, we are trying to take out the market share of anybody and all this one. It all depends on our service things and all this one. If our service quality is okay and we are able to deliver. This business is basically what? Deliver, deliver, deliver. Okay. So we are able to deliver, but definitely we have our portfolio protected and we will be able to grow. And we are hopeful. And as a company which has seen many ups and downs also, and it still remains in the business, so we are definitely know that we will grow our business in the future. Going by that, as we know, number of airports are increasing. Just to give you a feeler, number of airports are increasing from 140 to 220. Number of passenger aircraft are increasing from 800 to 1700. Okay. All these numbers, because these are two things we use for our business. If they are increasing, then our business is bound to increase.
Okay, sir. So you mean to say the industry is increasing at a rapid pace, so you're also going to increase at that pace as well?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity and best of luck for the future.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Shivani Mehta, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello.
Hello, please.
Yes, please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, actually, firstly, I wanted to ask that what is the margin differential between the domestic and the international air freight operations?
Yes. Look, it's more like an insight about the business only. There is a substantial difference between the international gross margin and domestic gross margin. But In isolation, if you see like that, you will find a substantial difference in the margin between the international and the and domestic. But at the same time, as a matter of trade practice, international business is a very low capital requirement, working capital requirement is not there. But in the domestic business, then the working capital requirement is there. So it is very difficult to tell directly that this is the margin. The international business also have a low margin, but no working capital requirement. While the in domestic business has a high margin, but a high working capital requirement also. So net-net, what I'm trying to tell you, these two businesses are not comparable with each other.
Okay, got it, sir. Also, I wanted to ask that currently as warehousing is accounting for a very small share of revenue, so what are you targeting for it as a contribution over next 2 to 3 years, say?
We time to time evaluate our ROI. We are a ROI-driven company. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are an ROI-driven company. So as we are talking about warehouse are like sometimes become a very asset heavy business and low ROI driven business. So having said so, so we may look into the businesses or the, as I was explaining, asset like businesses. So we are right now not much focusing on the creating a asset and the reducing our ROI.
Okay, got it, sir. Also, last question from my end, what is like the proportion of revenue, like what is the revenue split between e-commerce and pharma clients? Like how is that mix evolving?
We are a company which have more than 1200 customers are there, and not only pharma, e-commerce, just to tell you our business, we move documents, we move perishable goods, we move mobiles, we electronic goods, we move all the things which can be moved through the air. Apart from definitely we don't move dangerous goods, we don't move the silver and the gold, precious metal. So we don't track like that. We move the all the things which can be moved through the air. So we are not depending on only on e-commerce or pharma like that.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir. This, that was really helpful. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Shlok, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So just one question. I wanted to know that in the opening statement you mentioned the partnership with Star Air. So I wanted to know in which regions are we partnering with this flight operator?
Right now it is in Mumbai and Hyderabad.
Okay, and going forward, what do you think, how are they planning to expand and how will it benefit us?
Look, we all understand now because that Indigo fiasco happened and the government is talking about also not to depend on one major airline and everything is happening. So as more and more players are coming up, it will definitely help our business. And these are companies which are regional airline, and we are a company which is a pan India company, which have a network more than 100 locations all over India, and as the air number of airports are increasing, we are the airlines also will increase its footprint, and correspondingly by default we also will increase. So it will be definitely helpful as the number of airlines are increasing in India, and in that respect Star Airlines also is one of the things in that overall framework.
Okay, sir. And in the previous con calls, we had mentioned that Navi Mumbai Airport will be a major boost for us. So just wanted to know if the operations from the Navi Mumbai
Airport... No, it's still getting stabilized. Just to tell you, it's getting stabilized till now. It will take some more time.
Okay, okay, sir. Answers my question, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, what would be cash balance currently?
Look, we have a cash balance of more than 10 crore.
Okay. And in terms of working capital, how is the situation? Are we seeing some stress in working capital or compared to, say, past and all that, or any material change happening in working capital?
It working capital is very much comfortable. In fact, we are not using our limit also, working capital limit, which we have with the bank. That is giving us the parameter that our working capital limit is very much within a comfortable position. As you know, we have developed a mobile app also. By that, if some one or two customers have some issues, and we don't do the further business only. System gets stopped, not me getting system intervention. Apart from the human intervention, we have implemented a system intervention also. So we are very, very much, I think, in the compared to, I'm talking about the last 6 years, we are most comfortable right now in working capital if I compare for the last 6 years.
Okay. And how is the development on this monetizing the assets or property?
Correct. As I was talking earlier call, we have a building which is going to be redeveloped, and we are actively, and not only our in the data, we want looking for a cluster redevelopment. So there is other buildings are also there. So we are actively in the very active state in talking with them, and it's progressing very well as I'm talking to you. And in hopefully next few quarters, we will have a very definite agreement with them. And be able to move forward.
Okay. And Pune location, I think you can give an update.
Just to tell you, Vikram, as I was talking about, when we are evaluating ROI time to time, we are just keeping it on hold. Till we get a definite ROI visibility and all this one. Not ROI, one of, we want a high ROI in our business always. That is the reason we kept it in a hold for time being.
But any particular reason keeping in hold, or what is the challenge in generating better ROI?
Look, guys, these are the asset heavy business, okay? These are asset heavy business, so they may give you ROI which is aligned with the bank rate of interest, okay? So we are finding an opportunity like asset light opportunity, or all the alternative, we are also mulling over internally another one more thing also where we can have a high ROI. So why not we go for that and do that? That's the things are there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's no other challenge is there. We can go because cash wise, balance, bank balance wise, we have no challenge. We have a ready cash as I'm talking to you, as I explained to you. That all these are there. But since we think that we can get the more ROI in other alternatives, so why not to go for that?
Okay, got it. But since we have compatible limits and cash, is there any scope to increase our market share, or how is the performance compared to other?
Correct. Agree with you. That will definitely will increase also, because as I was talking about non-Mumbai airport getting stabilized, or the Jawahar airport in Delhi near to Delhi Noida, that is coming up. So if more and more airports and more aircraft are coming up, there is more and more movement of goods. So we will also require for that also the money also, definitely. So luckily this cash in hand will be very timely, helpful to us to take opportunity for all this one.
Got it. But are we able to maintain market share or gaining market share in overall industry growth?
Yes, to assure you, we are definitely a dominant player in our area of operation, and there is no issue in that. And as we are talking about, we will have may have some new location also in international as well. Apart from right now, we are doing only in Mumbai, no? We are looking for not only doing from Mumbai. We want to do from some other metros also. We are actively discussing for that also. So there is no dearth of there is no issue in our that we will lose market share with any other thing. In our area of operation, by God blessing, we are very much secure. But we don't want to be complacent as well. So we are actively in the our area of actively monitoring the situation as well.
Got it. And last question, sir, is this Rajpath Logistics, when can we start materially contributing to our revenue and profitability?
Definitely in the, because just now it started. Look, after the, we were in the, not in the road business for the last 6 years, as you know, after the 2019, after, so it may take a next few quarters, but we already bring up all the structure, all the compliances and all that we already put in place now. So we are very much hopeful that in the next few quarters it will have a thing there. It will have a meaningful turnover. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I again thank you all of you who have taken out their valuable time for hearing us. I hope we have been able to answer your questions to the satisfaction of yours. Further, we are very open that if you have any other further questions or would like to know more about the company or any clarification, we have a dedicated IR manager, investor relationship agency in the form of Belodam Advisor. Please contact them. They are very much ready to clear your anything or can check with us if anything required. Once again, thank you for attending this.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.